Then our Lord will be praying. Who remembers the name? enabled a man to betray Jesus, the leader of Judas. Why do we spell the name of Judas all together? J-U-D-A-S. Judas. Judas used to be an apostle, by the way. He betrayed Jesus for money. Who knows how much money Judas got? 40 pieces of silver. Remember? And what did Judas do when he betrayed Jesus? He tested, right? He knows the enemies of Jesus were one of my embracing his kiss last week. I love him. Our Lord was then taken prison by his enemies. Now, look, if anybody remembers what Peter did, remember Peter? What did Peter do? He pulled that sword, and what did he do? He pulled the tail on, who remembers the servant's name? So we're speaking a lot of each other. Who remembers the name of the man? Is there anybody? Jewish saying, what's the point of view? Yes or no? No. Tell me what is the point. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? No. He was not a Jew. He was a pagan. But he was governed. In other words, when a society was governed, so I'm asking one question. Well, he was from the world, but he was not the governor of the world. He was governor of the world. The next thing was governor of Judea, right? All this was. And Jesus brought to him two of my children. Why was Jesus brought before Pontius Pilate? Who brought him there? All right, he is one of his. Who are his enemies? Peter? Me? Okay, me? Okay? The priest, right? Isn't that something? Not the children. On earth, I am a priest. I don't know that I have to ask this question, but I will ask the children. Should all priests be good priests? Are all priests good priests? No. Children, that's a hard question to ask, isn't it? For 25 years, I saw priests. I got both of them. I'm still a priest. And good priest. But not others. And what's a Jewish priest? Who else? Who else? Some of the other enemies of Jesus. Devil? Snake? Okay, me. Pharisees, remember? The scribes, the leaders of the people. Now tell me, what do you remember sitting at here? You remember a little more about Jesus and his passion. Why do you think, why did the Jewish priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees hate Jesus? Yes. Did you ever do anything bad? No. Children, when I answer this question, it is just like any promotion. You see, I hear promotions, and one point, this way, we are saying, I am anxious for 4 hours in New York. And promotions, my real leader. One reason I came here was to be able to read this when I'm sorry I was 15 minutes late. My children, I accept my name and my name, but I want to share with you the link. I just asked you whether Jesus ever did anything wrong. And what would be yes or no? No. Jesus always was good. He loved children. He wrote many words. He was very kind. Why? Why did these Jewish priests, scribes, and Pharisees hate Jesus? Because he was successful, right? And they pulled the word envy name. The leaders of the Jewish people envied Jesus. Anybody know what envy means? What's envy? Yes? Did you say jealousy? What is the truth? So they put my answer at you. What is jealousy? They don't tell me where it goes in Washington and New York. They should come to some of these places in Chicago and learn something. And some of them are doing very well. Let me get to the bottom of this. Jewish the Jewish leaders hated Jesus out of envy and jealousy. What does it mean that they hated Jesus out of jealousy and envy? Jesus had many followers, didn't he? Sometimes 3,000 people. Well, people were following Jesus. They were not following the Jewish priests, Pharisees, and scribes. Here is my description of envy. Envy is sadness. When I envy, I am sad. And when somebody has what I don't have, children, are you ever tempted to envy? Are you? In case you don't know, I can tell you, you are. How many of you are in this world? In your class, children, are there some boys or girls? This is a hard question. Are there some boys or girls who are smarter than you? You say yes. Ready? Somebody, there's someone who's smarter than you? Oh, that's not her. She doesn't know. That's mistake. But if there are children who are smarter than you are, for example, the one with the boys, how many people are in the day they fall? How many people are there are some boys who are better baseball players than you are? So, now, children, I'm telling you, you're a baby, you know. The hardest thing in life is not to be sad when somebody has what you don't have. You're still young. As you get older, try to remember things on the last day of February in 1986. The 28th of February. Two of the biggest things for where we are now. Me, the movement, prayer, who knows where we are? The streets. Or, the other thing, you're living, right? Okay. 10 years from now, do I remember that a priest who won't forget his name said, the most important thing in your love of other people is to love them so much that when they have what you don't have, it doesn't make you sad, but should make you finish the sentence. So I am. You guys are. In the life of Jesus. The Jewish leaders envied Jesus because he had what they did not have. He was holy. They were not holy. Children, try to remember this from Jesus. Holy Jesus. I am not like my unholy people. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is holy. The scribes, the Jewish priests, the Pharisees, the unholy. They envied him because he was holy and they were not. Come on. sometimes for a day, they don't want, so they got hungry. What did Jesus do to them? He loved them. See? He loved them. He loved them. He loved them. And fishes took him to hell. They were so, so many people. Jesus was at the right by people. They loved him. They admired him. So what did they get this children? For the longest days of life, I will remember them and in you. I didn't used to talk this way. I used to use big words. About 7 years ago, I think I told some of your parents this story. I was teaching at a rabbi in Philadelphia, on Monday. I preached 2 days a month in Philadelphia. And that was it. Well, she was a sister who was just 30, right? She came to my feeling of feet on the road. So I teach the novices in Philadelphia. One day I was teaching in class these young sisters. In the back of the room, one of the young sisters was reading a book. And I was teaching. Well, I was upset. I said, sister, what are you reading? You're supposed to be getting a teaching. Well, they were good for me. My answer, show me the word. She wrote the book up. It was a dictionary. And she said, I am reading this book to people with an impossible word. I don't understand what you're saying. So it is good for me to just talk to you. For your big words, I apologize. Jesus never used big words. Remember this for peace, children. The more you try to be like Jesus, the more other people are very sure of your age. And they will, as you get older, other people. So we're not trying to be like Jesus. We'll just like person. And they will praise you. Remember, the price of greatness, children, remember this, the price of greatness is empty. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, that is better than somebody else's, other people are going to envy you. Jesus was hated, he was envied. And children, who of them should you want to please? Who of them should you want to please? Only God. In my opinion, Lord, will you sometimes just be honest? Will you? Yes. Our Lord showed us by knowing the will of his Father, Jesus made many enemies. When I remember our Lord's passion, he was nothing but a gorgeous man. Children, if Pontius Pilate believed that Jesus was guilty, no, Pontius Pilate was sure that Jesus was innocent, remember? And he said, he wasn't to free Jesus. What did he do? Amen. Okay? Well, in any response, we will imitate it. Consider between Barabbas and Jesus. Who will the Jews choose to free? Yeah, what? Barabbas, right? So Pilate condemned Jesus to death. Then began what is called the way of the cross. How many of you should have ever made the way of the cross? Have you ever made the way of the cross? Put your hand in front of them. Have you made the way of the cross? So my hand is too. It's a very bad idea. In the way of the cross, we try to remember what are those called? First of all, how many are there? How many stations are there? 15. Well, then, you might say that, but the usual number is 14. You don't expect this, except that I decided we're going to talk about our Lord's Passion. We are looking at the 14 stations of the cross from your children. I'll go back to Washington on Sunday, a very healthy man. What was the first station of the cross? Jesus is condemned to death. Okay? First station. Jesus is condemned to death. Second station. Jesus takes up his clothes. Third station. Jesus falls under the cross the first time, remember? First time. Fourth station. Jesus, medium. Jesus meets the silent people. Fourth station. Fifth station. Is there one? Fifth station. Somebody helps Jesus to carry the cross. Let me just say. Let me fifth station. Simon, who is the name? Simon. Cyrene. Help Jesus to carry the cross. Sixth station, another person knows Jesus. Okay? We're learning it. Wipes the face of Jesus. What happened to the cloth that Jesus wiped his face with? His image, remember? What was the person's name? Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Seventh station. Jesus falls on the cross. Which number do we have? Jesus falls on the cross the second time. Same station. Perhaps who? Jesus leads the man of Jerusalem for a reason. Now, children, I'd like to stop for a minute here. Do you remember what Jesus told the weeping man? He told him, do not weep for me, but weep for your children. For about 30 years after Jesus, 30 years after Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Remember, this was in the city of Jerusalem. And the women who wept are called the women of Jerusalem. About 30 years after, the Romans came and invaded the city of Jerusalem. And listen to this. The Jews did not want to get in. The Romans finally broke through the city Jesuits. They crucified him. And the Jewish historian